Hello, this is Nils from Jokerton Production. Welcome to this episode for today. I would like to talk about the topic, if you should do a remix of an older song. Now let me define at first what I mean with a remix of an older song. In that context, I mean not to create a new version from your song into another genre, like you're doing your rock track into a dance track version, or just took some parts, maybe the hook or the vocals, out of your song and create a whole new song version into another genre. My idea to this topic comes from the opportunity to do a remix version and create a complete new process of an already mixed and maybe an already released song from the past. And I already created a blog post to that, and I will link that to that episode if you would like to read about it. But I think I find it's a very interesting and important topic for you as an artist, because you evolve from time to time, maybe in slower steps, but maybe in big steps in a short time frame. So you probably already thought about, should I do a remix, or should I take better the time to create a new one? And maybe these songs you already created lays years unheard inside your own VirtualBox on your computer or whatever. You mixed that, you produced that, but never released it. Now, if you think to release that kind of track and you heard that, you know that you already can do it better. There are many factors that can come to mind why you even think about to do the whole work of the mixing stage again. And perhaps there are very strong thoughts and feeling against that process to do that again, to take the time again to rethink the whole mix layout. Maybe you changed the way you mix, and maybe you sit now between these two chairs to say, yes, I would like to do that song again, and no, I don't have the time for that because I have so much other output and I need to create new one. From time to time, I sit in the same chair as you maybe sit there. But at this point, and why I created and worked very hard to bring my online course to the front and finally build my own music space into my own house, all that comes up again, that I have a new studio place. I have a complete different setup from the years back now. I evolved by doing work for others, doing work with my songwriting partner. And then I listened to some songs and I thought, yeah, they are still great. Songs we did now nearly 10 years ago. I like the mix, but sometimes there are songs in there where I say, oh no, I probably can do that much better. And I sit there and want to have a clean start, but knowing also that I have left very little time. Nevertheless, I decided to bring the entire process into my project with the Jokerton course, with the online course program where you can learn about how to mix or how to record, and also into my upcoming membership and this Mixing Insights, where I remix all the songs and mix new songs, and I tell you exactly what I have done at the mixing stage, so you can learn from that or even see what where I had issues, problems, or made mistakes. So all that uncovered. And because I know how it is to sit between these both sides, I have four possible points that might you hold back? And here are the first points that you want to remix an older song is moving on is better than keeping the old wheel again. It feels like a tough decision to do a remix of an older song. Because maybe you know that you already sat there years back many days on one song, and you don't have the feeling that you can make that in 3 hours. And you might wonder if it's better to move forward with a new idea, because this have more outtake for you than revisiting the old ones. And this can feel like standing at a crossroads and you have to decide, should I take the familiar, the known path, or should I explore something new? And I, for myself, I like to explore something new, to learn new things, to try out new things. And there's a sense of comfort in sticking to what you already know, what you have done, and to know what you have to work on. But there's also excitement to step into the unknown. And I think that's a natural hesitate and wondering if rehashing the past is truly the best using of your time and creativity. And the second thing that probably holds you back is that the song is already released on all the service, the streaming services, and maybe you pressed that on CD and you have a good amount of downloads already. And these songs had already their spotlight. You promoted them, and that's what that was, and that time in the past it was the best ones you released, and you also put so much value in that. And after all, why fix something that isn't broken? And once the song is released, it feels like it is finished. So it is a bit written in stone, and the idea to bring it up again can be daunting. A third point could be that you might think what other people's or your fans think about when you do that. Considering what others, especially fans, will think can be a major concern when you think about doing a remix of an already released song. And probably you've built a connection with the audience through your music, and their opinions matter to you. And you're afraid that you get some feedback that they hope to hear something new, and you release a song that they already know inside out. Maybe you think that they feel disappointed and that they wished for you that you should focus on something new material instead. And that is again something that might set you back, so that you sit between you want to evolve as an artist and sometimes you need to do a step back before you can make two steps ahead, and between the expectation of the ones that support you. And here's the last point. What could hold you back? And this is simple, the time. That you have no time to do that again. And this is an important factor from that will hold you back from diving into a new remix of an older song. Because life is busy and we all have normally not so much time to do the things we like to do, because we need to have to get the work done. Maybe you are, if music is just a side business, just a hobby, you maybe have just some hours in a week to do that you love. And you think that you don't have the time to go back to an older song because you would like to use the time to create something new that feels more comfortable for you. You have more fun And you have to decide the work, well, you have to decide between your work, your family, other commitments. And this is not very easy that you can say the time you have for making music, that you want to do that with an older song. And remix requires not just creative energy, but also time for an experimentation, refinement, polishing. Look what you have done before, what's wrong, what's not so nice, what can you do to make it better? And this is already packed with work that you need to invest. And then it's understandable why you might hesitate to take such a new statement to create or to remix an older song. So now I've talked a lot about why it might hold you back to do that great thing to your older songs. And now I would like to bring you up some points why you even think about to remix an older song. If you have an uncomfortable feeling after listening to an older mix, why you thought, oh, the recording was great, the song is great, the feeling is good, the overall statement of the song is good, but something is wrong in the mix. And if you have the meaning that you can do it better because you have done it with other songs, maybe even last week, last month, last year, then here are the points that should prove that feeling and that you might think about to invest the time again for a remix song. Number one, this is the evolution of style. Because as an artist, your style and your skills evolve over the time if you do or work constantly on your music. To do a remix of an older song allows you to apply your current knowledge and expertise to improve upon the original composition that was created from you in the past, maybe years back, maybe decades back. So how great is it to see and hear from your own what you have done in the time frame from the last mix to the new ones? And the second one is updating an older song with your actually production techniques or some new trends that you like in some other mixes that can breathe new life into them and make them now more relevant to your current audience than years back. Maybe your audience that you have now didn't even know about the songs, even if they are released. How great is it that you can bring them an already created and recorded work with new life on the table? And that brings us to point four, is the fan engagement with your already known existing fan base that even might already know that old song, but you can present them and fresh perspective on known material. And that can also indicate that you are actively investing in yourself, in your skill, and willing to engage with your audience that might already grow with you together, and they evolved with as you. They not stand behind 2, 3, 5, or 10 years. They already evolved, and maybe they see that you grow with them together, and that brings you together again. That binds you together. Next point is the creative exploration. If you can bring in some new or different angles and bring in some new musical ideas from the mixing standpoint, maybe you do something new to the music, maybe you record some new backing tracks to that song or re-record the drums or whatever you can do to the mix that doesn't change the whole song story or doesn't change the whole arrangement, then you can do with some very small big things to the remix. And that can also, next point, expand your audience. If you bring an older song with a new version that is more attractive to new listener who might have overlooked in the original version, you have a different interpretation, maybe bring in some other styles into the mix that can appeal a broader range of musical taste, and so you can bring in or expand your audience. The next point is bringing in your knowledge to the song helps you to see what you can create now with your skill set, but also lets you try new things that you might not want to try on a new unknown recording. So if you have a song that you know really well because it is already some years old and you know what is working, you know what point is not working, you can try a completely new mixing techniques, new plugins, a new set of style that you might don't want to try on the next new release. So this is a great opportunity to grow again. And it is always a personal growth. And I want to bring you my motivation a bit clear why I do and will do remix of older songs. Starting fresh with music project is like embarking on a new adventure. And I'm aiming to release both new and older songs in a regular way without worrying about the constraints of a band or live performance, going on stage or rehearsal with others. I have the freedom to create without limitation. I'm not fixed on a genre, but I fix myself to a genre because I love it. So I only do the music I like and love to do. And why I create my first online course, especially a non-native language, this was a significant challenge. I had to navigate through an unknown territory. I juggled through various tests and have overcoming so many steps where I thought, I'm not good enough to do that. But however, I took that, I took step by step and taught me the importance of being impatient and do the commitment to the things I do now. And this experience serves me as a reminder that all the progress you do when you do it consistently and you have a fresh and clear view on the things you have done on an older song, then you can bring something new to the table that might make it better. And the idea of remixing the older songs beside the creating and releasing also new songs, that lead me to the new concept that I already talked about. This is the Mixing Insight series. And when this idea comes up, I thought about how can I bring in not only new songs, but also older songs and to do a remix. And so I have two things in one. I can create content for that project, for that idea of mixing insights, and also work on myself, grow with that, and try new things without any pressure because I already released that song in the past. I had played that with other people, with my bands. But I want to have the completely freedom without pressure, without negative pressure. And so I created an own system or let's call it guidelines for myself, such as using only pre-selected plugins for some certain songs and I make notes while I am in the mixing process or in the editing stage, so I can share that in the later point. And why I believe I can do some paid promotion for my courses and for that project, but I also see value in providing that content in an educational way for you as my podcast listener and for my audience at my YouTube channel or for my blog post. And I would like to share snippets of my remix process that can help me in that two way to build a beneficial relationship, to get some free insights and inspiration for others. And with the creation of these guidelines, as example, the pre-chosen plugins I would like to use for a specific song, I just cut the options to look inside a mix through 5 or 10 different plugins for one topic. And another big point for me is that I look into the manual upfront. I look at the developer from the plugin that I might not do in a regular way when I do a new song and just throw something that I know that works and try another one and try a new one or change the workaround. And it gives me a different kind of working on a mix, but I do this with already known tracks, with known songs. I know the recording, 99% I did them myself or was the recording engineer when someone else played the instruments. So this is a big plus for me to have that system and that guidelines for that project. And that was the biggest motivation for me to do remix of older songs, beside that I hear some songs now and think about, oh, I can do it better. And sometimes I thought about I can do it much better. But I will see, maybe I just can bring it a tiny level up. But I believe that some songs that I record or mixed years ago will have a greater output from my mixing knowledge I have today. A short break for some info about my free worksheet. This worksheet is about how to make sure your song is finished and get this piece of art to the final release. This comes with handy checklist that works hand in hand with the worksheet. Just go to jokertonecourse.com/finish-your-song in one word. Under this link, you can submit your free copy of the worksheet. Now let us get back to the episode. And if you're not eager to do a remix to an older song, and if you are just motivated to do that, I have some points for you that you can use as the starting point and some points that you might can remember when you do the remix. The first one is how to choose from new inspirations. So if you decide which kind of old new song you want to remix, think about picking a fresh reference song for your new remix. Something that is actual to you, that inspires you, and that aligns with the direction you want to take the old song. And furthermore, consider revisiting one of your last songs that you feel was very well done, that you like the mix, that can serve as a guiding light for your next remix project. Because then you can see what your own potential was to bring that older remix to the same level you had created with one of the last mix you have done and that you really liked. So do this with both. Choose a good reference song from other artists and use one that you have done in the last month or weeks or when you did the last great thing. If you can use both or decide on 101 to do the new remix. When you do the new remix, then make sure that you keep the older mix as a comparison, but don't let it hold you back. It is just an older map that you can use as a guide as you explore new territory. And this can have two impacts on you. One good, that you see very fast how great you can create a new mix against the other one, but also you can create a new mix, and in the mixing stage you compare that to the old one and feel that the old one is just better what you have created so far. But as I said already, don't let it hold you back while you do the new thing. And one other really great tip I can give you is that you should start complete fresh. Start with bouncing out clean tracks from the old session and bring that into a new clean state of new session. It is a bit like painting your room. You bring all the things out that's inside the room, and then you start painting, and then you bring in the old things. But maybe you stayed at another place, or you left something out, you bring something new in. This is what you should do. Make the glass complete empty and use the clean ones, the clean tracks, and work on them. And while you do that, while you do the mix, don't be afraid to make significant changes if something doesn't feel right. This is all about achieving the best possible outcome, and even if it means that you have to shake things up. Trust your instinct, trust your new opportunity, trust that you have already created great work, and maybe you will reach another level with that song by doing something completely new. And here's another tip that maybe goes to the starting fresh point, because when you have a song where you think, oh, that snare sound is one of the best of the song, maybe the whole drum kit sounds already great to you, but the overall rest won't work together, then you can start by building on that success you already created from that previous session. That can provide a solid starting point, especially with the elements that already worked very good together and built such a great harmony inside that mix. But just be careful with that, because you can limit yourself by hanging too much to the old things, to the old style. And if you build up, even with the drums and the bass, if you build up your foundation, that is a big part of a mix that might take too much new space or left that out before you even step in. So I would do that as a second part. If you know all the snare or the drum sound, the overall drum set worked very well, start to try new. And if you don't reach the same level of feeling with the drum set, then you can bring in the stems from the drum set back and work from that on. And here are two things more you should do when you remix an older song. The first one is that you incorporate tactics and tools you've already learned in the last days, weeks, months, within the last mixes you have done, and bring that into your new mix for that old song, that you can evolve with new skill set in that remix. You can try to do exact the same things you have done at the last mix, if it fits the genre and the style, and bring in the things you have done in the near past to the things that you have maybe created decades ago. And the other thing is, every new remix is an opportunity to try something new. You already created something great with an old mix, and you want to do maybe not only better, maybe you just want to try something else that can reach another level. So try to explore new things, try to innovate yourself, and don't be afraid to try something entirely new to the remix of an older song. Do an experiment. Use one or two new tools, new tactics. Try to bring in fresh energy in that old one. It's always about pushing some boundaries and discover new possibilities. You don't have to do that for every element. Do the drums as you did it last week. Do the guitars as you like to do it in the last year, but do something new to the vocals. Or bring something other, take something out. Try to shift the focus. Maybe you have mixed the first version of that song more to the vocals. Try to bring in the focus more to the lead parts by bringing in some effects like a delay or whatever you can create to that. It is like viewing your music from a different angle, and that can unlock a new perspective, bring in some new potential that you might never discover. And this is the best you can do with a new remix of an older song. And here's the worst thing that can happen. You do the remix, you maybe know that your new skills work on some elements wonderful. You tried something new. You learned something that might work, that might not work. Learning don't mean that everything went well. But you know that something work or won't work. And you have that new opportunity for the new songs you created. Maybe you create a new remix that you not will release. Okay, it's fine. But you created something that money can't buy because you learned from yourself by trying something new to a known problem. So I know deciding to do a remix of an older song or not can be a very tough call. And there's filled with uncertainty and hesitation to do things not in the right way, to left time on the table, or that there's so much nostalgia and attachment to the original creation. But you can have so much growth in that, you can explore new things, and that it is hard to stand on a crossroad. And you're torn between holding on to the past and embracing the possibilities for the future. I would say for myself, the benefits of a remix can outweigh the challenge. You can, or you will, learn from that, doing that remix, definitely. Especially if you take one or two of the points that you know what you want to get from the new song that you do on an old material, your actual skills, and that you try something new. This is the opportunity to evolve as an artist and creating new skills, do some experiments with new ideas that bring you new ideas to your creation part. I think that is much more than the bad feeling to left some time on the table, or that you won't even release that remix of an older song. It is essential that when you approach to the process that you have an open mind and a clear vision what you want to do with that. Not just sit there and just, oh, I do the remix. No, make you a plan, make a decision where you want to go, select a reference song that aligns with that goals, and use your created sources from the past where you find that you have created some great things, where you have the feeling of success. That is your guidance for the new remix. And you have to analyze the original track before you try to do a new one. You need to clarify your own, what's the strengths, what the weakness, identify the areas where you can do the improvement, and identify the things where you say, oh, I will try that and that. And then you can use the clean tracks from that older session and build a new foundation. And don't hesitate to start fresh. If that is necessary, that is totally fine. With that decision, you can bring in or breathe in new life into an older song, an older creation of your musical expression. And that brings another opportunity to connect with your audience again in an unexpected way. So I think there is very left to say, no, I just let it as it is and maybe never release it or don't like that. I think you should take the time to do at least one or two remixes where you think you can bring something better to that song that deserves to be better as it is now. So I hope I brought you a bit of motivation inside this episode to do a new remix of an older song. And if you would like to hear, see, and watch how this works for me, I'm happy that you dive into my upcoming project, this the Mixing Insights. You will find that new website at mixinginsights.com. It's not available at this time where this episode will be released, but if you go to the website, you will see there when it will be released. I hope I will bring that online at the end of the first half year in 2025. So that's for today. Thank you for your time. Thank you that you stayed with me, that you listened to me, and I hope I will have you back in the next episode. So stay tuned. Thank you and bye-bye.